So you're here to talk or to listen about styles, which is a great feature of Writer. And most of you may know reports. These are from our support platform, ask.libreoffice.org. People who ask about styles, how to apply, how to work with it, why is my style not not effective anymore, what can I do to copy and paste, problems, issues with understanding. There are millions, because of course Writer is used in a broad area, and many people from the very beginner up to the experts are using it, and everyone is recommended to use styles, and that's what we propagate. We try to educate people to use styles, but in the end they struggle with it. They struggle with the understanding. We can, of course, say it is a question of documentation, it's a question, a matter of learning, and you have to make yourself familiar with software to use it. But on the other hand, it is also difficult situation. Reason here why people, or one reason why people don't understand is that the styles have some kind of hierarchy. You can define a paragraph style with a yellow background, a character style with black, red background, and put that on your text and add a direct formatting, and you get a completely different color. If this happens, people are confused, of course. So, what does it mean? We need a couple of requirements. How can we deal with it beyond good documentation, beyond education? One is we take Baxilla, the request from user, as a basis for what what we need in the program, and one request that it's worth to discuss is a display of inherited attributes. If you use a style inherit from a parent, then you get different attributes, and that has to be displayed in a proper way. I don't go through all the text. It's not so important. I just want to show that we have many tickets, many requests, enhancement requests, what to do. The identification, what is effective right now, is an important feature. Also, the removal, if the style gets changes to the parent, you cannot remove any change. You just add on top more. If you use a certain font in the derived style, it is, of course, different, but setting it back to the style from the parent does not unset this property, this attribute. So if the parent changes, the changed one in the children will remain there. We need something to delete it, and the last one here is nesting character styles. That adds a little bit more complexity to the situation. Right now you can have one character style and apply a character style to the text, like say emphasize to make the text in italic. The format allows to have more than one character styles. The request here called nested character style means more than one multiple character styles, so you can have a bold, italic and underlined, all three different character styles to one part of the text. Putting all these together, in a nutshell, we have two requirements. Eve wants to get an overview of the formattings to understand the actual layout. Eve is our persona for the advanced user. And Eve wants to remove individual properties. That's all pretty simple. What can we do? Actually, we have something like this. The paragraph style has in the organizer tab in section what formatting this style contains in relation to the parent. In this case, text body, it is yellow and something else is set. And at this position, we can solve the removal problem easily. We can click on the X here at the text to remove the attribute. It is just one part of the game. I will not talk further about removal, but the idea here is taken into the actual proposal. It is a new deck that we could introduce, should introduce, a deck at the sidebar that lists all the styles in the tree. And starting with the topmost style, of course, default, it would show only those attributes from the parent that have changed. It shouldn't be too many. In this case, font name, indentation, alignment, and so on. To avoid too many information on one side, I would suggest to collapse starting with a certain number. That means default with no parents would have all the attributes a style have listed, hundreds, or maybe not hundreds, but a lot. It is collapsed all the time, as shown here, but you can open it. In this case, the user has derived another style from text body using at this particular situation. It is with a font size and 12 and the language in French. So it's a French guy writing a thesis based on the text body. Makes quite sense. The goal is to see clearly what is applied. And it happens that you define an attribute in one part of the game in the paragraph style here, text body, and override it with some other feature that you have. Font name, for example, is overwritten by the font name. And to cover this, the suggestion is to gray out those attributes that are changed in relation to the parent, so they have to get listed, but they are not, they do not apply to the current selection. The sidebar shows the situation at the cursor,